In this week's Legal Issues in the News, Jay Kaysen from the University of Illinois College of Law looks at if police need a warrant to look for cell sites.
When you receive or make a phone call or text message with your cellular phone, your service provider stores information about which cell phone tower transmitted the signal, thus revealing the general area where you were located when the transmission occurred. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fourth Circuit ruled earlier this month that law enforcement authorities need a warrant to obtain this cell site location data. Other courts of appeal have disagreed. They have concluded that since the user voluntarily conveyed this information to a third party, the Fourth Amendment's ban on unreasonable searches does not protect this information. The Fourth Circuit does not apply the third-party doctrine to this information because, in their view, data is being collected even when the user receives a call or text, and here the user is clearly not making a voluntary disclosure. This creates a split among the federal appellate courts, making it likely that the Supreme Court will soon consider if the Fourth Amendment requires a warrant to obtain cell site location data. The Stored Communications Act, the SCA, is a federal statute that Congress enacted in 1986 to address new digital data problems where the Fourth Amendment's protections may be unclear. Today, cases involving stored location metadata raises questions about whether the SCA gives enough protection or if police should be required to show probable cause and get a warrant to access your cell site location data. The Fourth Circuit applies a mosaic theory of the Fourth Amendment, which considers how much more information can be collected over time by observing patterns of behavior compared to the information available from short-term surveillance. Applying this theory, individual activities that are not searches under the Fourth Amendment can become searches when considered in aggregate. Cell site location data does not reveal much in a single call, but if you examine enough phone records of an individual, then you can easily create a general picture of that person's movements and routines. Having learned of the routine, investigators can spot departures from the suspect's routine that led to breakthroughs in an investigation. The question that courts are currently grappling with concerns whether police should obtain a warrant in order to get this historical information, which can reveal much more than surveillance of a single incident. If the Supreme Court decides to hear this case, how the court rules could have significant implications for investigations and individual privacy rights. On one hand, requiring a warrant for cell site location data could make investigations more costly and difficult. But on the other hand, if the Supreme Court holds that collecting historic cell site location data is not a search, then law enforcement will not need to show probable cause before examining historic cell site location data. The mosaic theory tries to strike a balance by urging that if law enforcement collects too much data, it becomes a Fourth Amendment search that must be supported by a warrant. However, courts have refused to define how much is too much, making this theory uncertain and unreliable. Should the Supreme Court consider this case, it should err on the side of caution and require a warrant. Although the data is not that accurate and can save a lot of resources, requiring a warrant will incentivize law enforcement to stay within the law and preserve individual privacy. In a time when Americans are distrustful of government surveillance and the police, this would be seen favorably. I'm Jay Kaysen.
Legal Issues in the News can be heard every Monday morning at 7:45 on WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3. And if you missed it then, you can download the Legal Issues in the News podcast from our website or sign up for alerts to get it sent right to your smart device.